You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Somebody wrote to me, it was a while ago, and then Jeremy was talking about something late last week about school letter grades. Somebody had written to me and they wanted to know, there's some article that I wrote years ago, and they were like, what were those letters again in your article? So I had to dig them up. And this was a friend of mine whose kids went to a school where they abolished A's, B's, C's, D's, and so forth because they said they were trying to spare the feelings of kids who got D's and F's. So they changed. Now, first of all, there's the number system that a lot of people know about where you get a 1 instead of a D, right? And a 2 instead of a C, and then you get 3's and 4's. This keeps from having to do A's and B's and C's. But my friend had her kids go to a school where the letters were M. You could get straight M's. Do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
Because I didn't either. It means mastered.
Mastered. Okay.
Instead of an A, you got an M. You could get a D. Take a guess. Might as well guess on these.
Dumb.
Don't I wish that was it? That would be
do over.
You know we have. Oh, that's good too. You know we've got teachers listening right now who are like, I'd like to give out that grade every once in a while. Now D is developing.
Ah, gotcha.
So you've got mastered, and then one step below that is D for developing. Then you've got S. You should be able to figure that out.
Satisfactory.
Satisfactory is exactly right. And then the last one is NI.
Not. I don't know. I don't know. Tell me.
Needs.
All improvement. Okay.
Needs improvement.
Needs improvement.
So you wouldn't get an A, a B, a C, or a D. You'd get an M, a D, an S, or an NI.
Okay. Well, all right. I guess if it works, it works. I don't know.
The article that I wrote, I was just asking a question, and I do recall that it angered some people, but hey, we just ask questions. What's wrong with asking questions? And the question I asked was, are we really thinking kids are so stupid that they will not equate an A with an M or an M with an A, I mean?
Well, if this is all they know, then they won't. If they've never been around a grading scale, then this is all they know.
I guess what I'm saying is they're not going to incorporate the letter, like a letter grade A, but it will still mean, it will translate to the same thing.
I'm doing great or I'm doing horrible. It's going to be the same thing no matter how you couch it.
So if you get an M versus an A, if some kid doesn't get an M or an A, they're going to have the same feeling in their brain, right? I mean, we can call it different things, but won't they interpolate it
it's the same way. Yeah. So here's what we're running into with my kiddos, because my son just started middle school this year and they've got a whole new middle school grading system now.
Okay.
And he's Jefferson County, so I don't know if this is, I would imagine this is Jeffco wide versus just his school. But what they've done is they've put numbers on your grades, but then you turn around and have to translate those numbers into a percentage, which then in turn finalizes as a grade. So now every time we get a paper on it that he's done and he's got a 2.5, let's say, we've got to go to our grading grid that was sent out in an email, and the 2.5 equals 67%, which then equates to what that would be a D. So you've got to essentially do a breakdown every single time, and it's wicked confusing. It's crazy time consuming, and the kicker is, which I don't get, is if you get a 0, or which is incomplete, missing, whatever, they just didn't do it, they still get 50% credit. So you still get 50% even if you don't touch the paper one bit.
So if you're breathing,
you get 50%.
All right.
Which is kind of crazy to me. It's like, you know, back in the day, if you didn't do your papers, you got an F, you failed, you had to repeat the class, repeat the grade, and now they automatically give you 50%. Now, what I do like is they're giving kids the opportunity for do-overs. Like right now, he had a math test he didn't do that great on. He got like a low B. And he's disappointed in that. And the teacher says, well, you can come in and retake your exams for a higher grade, and it sounds like you can do this every time, and then they'll go ahead and give you the higher grade. Like, so you have an opportunity then to go practice a little bit more, research more, go back and try again, which I
don't ever
like.
Remember getting a chance to do a do-over.
I don't remember any do-overs.
I kind of like that, though.
I do like the do-overs. And then I guess that's the shtick with the zero score and the 50% is they still will assign you all that work. It's going to be sitting there on your Chromebook, and you have the opportunity still to go back and finish everything. It's still assigned to you. So mm-hmm. I guess you can scramble the last week of school and get everything done, maybe? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is confusing because the percentages are like 85 and 87%, and then you jump to 93 and 97%. So they're like missing percentages in there, too. It's just very confusing, and we were sitting at back-to-school night when they were trying to explain all this, and Nick Nack and I just looked at each other. We're like, can we just bring back A, B, C, D, F, please? Just make it so much easier on everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're doing this.
I have a suspicion, and I'm not a teacher, but my suspicion is that the majority of teachers are not crazy about constantly having to shift to new systems.
I got that feeling as well with a few comments that were made that like, yeah, bear with me, you know.
Yeah, I mean, my heart always goes out to teachers to have to put up with other people's kids, but also to have to put up with
fluctuating, changing curriculum. Yes, 100%.
That sometimes makes the job harder for them because they've got to take time out to explain to parents how all of this works. Yeah. And they're like, I'd rather be, you know, I've got enough work as it is. I don't need to be having to explain to 30 sets of parents, you know, how this new system works.
Well, I have bookmarked the email that came through with all the grading scales. So I know if a 4 comes in that he's got 75% on something. And I can quickly reference the email and be like, dude, you got to work a little bit harder. Retake some things in this class because you got a 4. You got a 4. The weird thing, though, is that they translate the 4 into the 75 into the C. So the end game is a letter grade, you know? So you get the letter grade on your report card. Just start with the C then.
It's almost like the so-called new math, right? Where
it's
instead of learning that you've got to do like 2 pages worth of
there's
stuff.
Two more steps,
get,
right?
To still get back to the original
correct.
You know, answer.
Yeah. It's like, let's just
oh my God,
stop
that's
it.
Funny.